And of course, Chris, we continue our conversation about high school football.
Yeah, high school sports in general. We heard yesterday from Michael Frost with the school district talking about the plans for Rock Hill School District in the fall in terms of school. We also heard from Northwestern head coach Paige Wofford discussing what's happening at Northwestern and Rock Hill School District as a whole. And today, honored to be joined by South Point head coach Devontae Holloman on what's happening over at South Point. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Thank you all for having me.
Good morning. That is a good-looking color. I like your shirt.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I can say that because I'm into fashion.
Okay.
I'm going to bring it in. Even football, I'm going to bring it into fashion.
All right. Yeah, that's one thing Patty does. She always picks out the uniforms. She'll say, we have debates. She'll say, you know who has the best uniform? And she'll enter the team name. And then we'll say, well, I'm not sure about that. Coach, let's talk about what it's been like for you guys now. I guess we're in week number two of the workouts.
Just finished week number two.
How have the players been so far?
It's been good. We met a lot before the workouts actually got started. And the question that I posed to my players and my parents and my coaches is, what is the new normal? What does it look like when we come into workouts? How do we go about it? What are the guidelines? What can we do? What can't we do? And at the end of the day, safety first. So, we've done our jobs as a coaching staff. My training staff has been great. Our AD has been great in terms of communication and just trying to get the information out to our parents to make sure our players know exactly what's going on when they walk in the door.
How much harder is it to be head coach now than it was 12 months ago? Because it used to – Patty and I were talking off air after Coach Wofford left yesterday saying – this time a year ago, he was figuring out how to beat South Point, because that was his first game. That was his mindset. Now he's figuring out, sanitize this, do that. The mentality seems to somewhat have changed.
I take every day like a game day, planning, for the small groups of, no more than 9, 10, including a coach. Trying to be smart with our time, making sure we're aware of, we're all people at the same time, even our coaches. Being respectful of people's time. Some of our kids have jobs, a lot of different things that we're trying to do. So I treat every day like a game day in terms of preparation. So we have a schedule. We have a map out of where everybody goes. And it's very clear from, at 8 o'clock we start our check-ins to make sure everybody, their symptoms are gone or they don't have any symptoms, no temperatures before they walk in the door. After every lift, we spray down. We have to give it 2 or 3 minutes to.
And you're doing all this. The coaches.
The coaches are, yes, sir. We have some of the best high grade, disinfectant that we spray after every after every workout in the weight room. The kids can't really touch a lot of the equipment that we do have and that we can use. So most of that is kind of coaches driven, and the kids are coming in, they're listening, they're doing where we're at. So so far so good, and we hope to continue that as we progress.
But I just can't imagine, how different that is from this time a year ago. Your meetings were, how are we going to put in this offense, this defense? Your first game is Northwestern. How are we going to beat the Trojans? It's just a different mindset. How much have you, is that something you guys are even talking about now, about game planning and that type of stuff for a game that's basically 2 months away?
For the first 2 weeks, it was just strictly conditioning, running and lifting, just trying to get them in shape. A lot of guys, some were working and doing things on their own, some weren't, for a lot of different reasons, and you can't be mad at anybody for that. But the first 2 weeks, we really hammered strength and conditioning, trying to get them off the couch, and probably we'll do the same next week and handle the 4th of July a little different. The way we come back from 4th of July, I know people have travel plans and things like that. So all of these things kind of create a stress on, what we do and how we do what we do. But, again, just keeping a communication between our parents, our training staff, it has been different. Like you said, this time last year, we were coming back from a 7-on-7 at University of South Carolina. Now this time of the year, we're still trying to figure out how can we get all of our kids in, get them the work that they need, and then send them home and make sure everybody's safe in between there. So it's totally different, and I wouldn't say it's stressful. It's a part of the job. I enjoy it. I know the kids need this. I'm a coach. I need this. So we're doing our jobs and we're being cautious, but we're getting good work at the same time.
So we heard from Coach Wofford yesterday. He talked about, when the students are in the school, he said, I feel that we handle them pretty well, about as well as you can. He said, but a big concern, and you and I were talking off air, is what happens when the students leave. That there apparently there's individuals that are leading organized games and practices outside that involve students from all schools. So what do you say to your student athletes to make sure, look, guys, we can do whatever we can, but you have to make smart decisions outside?
It's the same advice that I gave throughout the quarantine. Work on your own. You know, practice social distancing. You know, do what you can, but, you know, be smart about it. At the end of the day, if you get sick and come back and get everybody sick, the last thing that I want for my school or my program or any school or any program is some of the things that have happened at other places where you get 28 or 30 kids that, you know, I don't want that for people's families. One, because I recently went through a loss through from COVID. So I know what that's like to not be able to talk, you know, see somebody or go with somebody to the hospital. See somebody at a funeral, you know, things like that.
Sure.
That I don't want anybody to go through. So, you know, it's tough on me mentally, just like I'm sure it's tough on every coach. But like I said, you know, we do our job and we have a great plan. We've had a great plan and we'll continue to plan and be careful as we go.
Well, we talked a lot about the students. One thing we don't talk as much about is the coaches. When you look at the risk factor, for the most part, if a high school student does get COVID, they're going to be okay for the most part. I mean, there's that one person out of a million, but the risk factor much higher because many coaches are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, or some coaches. So how what's the mindset of the coaches knowing they're at a much higher risk factor than the players?
I guess you could say they are at a higher risk, but, you know, at the end of the day, we all have families, you know, mm-hmm. as well. So, you know, coaches have kids, wives, and things like that. You don't want to bring those things home. So it puts the importance on why we're doing what we're doing, you know, making sure coaches are wearing their mask at all time. That probably is the hardest thing for a coach to do. You
know,
you want to coach the kid and you want to make sure everybody hears you, but you got a mask in front of your face and it's just, you know, it's tough. But that's what we have to do. And coaches understand that. And we're getting better every day and learning, you know, preaching the message that our kids need to, you know, communication. It's just like we coach on the field. You know, you got to talk to each other. Communication is two ways. Receive it and give. All right. And our kids have done a good job of that. And our coaches have done a good job of that as well. You know, following the guidelines and the chain of command and how things work. And, you know, so far, so good.
That's encouraging because, kids are adaptable, but they have to understand the seriousness of the consequence of their behavior and what it could mean to the overall program. It's an opportunity. It's a teaching moment. Your personal experience with COVID, I'm sure, resonates because, unfortunately, a lot of times something doesn't feel real until it hits us personally. Mm-hmm. And with you being able to share from a personal place, I'm sure that is not only gets the attention of your players, but also the parents, mm-hmm. because parents have to be very involved in this too, even from just transporting to practice and home. You can't have everybody just pile up in the Suburban and take off. You've got to maintain distances with someone outside your family.
It's a team effort, and like I said, we met a lot, you know, Zoom call with our players and our parents to prepare them for when they walked in. You know, the players, we can't use the locker room, so there are certain things that they have to bring with them daily, you know, to make sure that they're prepared to make our jobs easy. You know, usually we give them some shorts, you know, providing water through a workout was easy. You know, now it's different. You know, they need to come with their own water bottle. You know, if they need a refill of a water bottle, you know, we give them a water bottle. That's, you know, it's things like that that are just different that are not normal. But like I said, we've done a good job of communicating across the board to parents and players, and it's been a great team effort.
And football schedule, games, the big BOA stadium, all of that still on tap to go?
As far as I know.
Good.
So I'm hoping, you know, that stays in place. We want a full season. But, you know, again, that takes teamwork as well, not only from our school, but, you know, Northwestern, Rock Hill High, everybody in the state. It's a team effort.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, Coach, we've talked about before is South Point could do everything right, but if they want that full schedule of 10 games, but if there's a team that's on their schedule that, hey, we don't know but if they were to get a COVID that week, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that a thing where the whole team doesn't play? How does that work out? Those are things I think that everyone's still trying to work out. But I think at the end of the day, all you can only control South Point, right?
Yes, sir. And that's what we've been doing. You know, our kids, the first week, numbers were a little low, which was actually good for me just so I can kind of work out the logistics. But I think yesterday we had about 70 kids in our first group, and then ninth graders we had about 25. So our numbers are growing, and again, we're planning, we're being cautious, we're being careful, but we'll also understand that this is, like we talked about, some of these kids' futures. This is their way, you know, to college. This is their gateway to a lot of different things. So, and growing as men at the same time. You know, I learned a lot. so much through football, especially in my last year. You know, that senior year is so important. It becomes important to you instantly more than it has been the past 3 years. So I know the kids need this, and you know, it's more than just football. I know people say it's just football, it's just a sport, but it's more than that, and it's important to us all.
Yeah, I mean, you and I were talking off air, for those who didn't get to hear, how important for the you know, one of your star players just committed to the University of South Carolina, Omega Blake. He's someone that was going to, even if football were not going to happen this year, he's someone who was going to get to go to a big school. But there are so many players in this city, in this county, in this state that will go to the Newberries, the Limestones, place like that, that have to have that senior year. Without that senior year, they don't get a scholarship, which means they don't go to college. And that's the thing. We're not talking about playing football professionally. We're talking about that opportunity to grow. And instead of going to college, they end up hopefully graduating high school. Then who knows what happens? Who knows what happens at that point?
Yeah, so this process is kind of all, you know, yeah, for the seniors has been all out of whack. You know, in the springtime is normally where they'll go to spring games and, you know, see the atmosphere, meet the coaches.
Coaches will come and talk to them.
Coaches are, you know, height and weight. And I was surprised when we came back from our first workout how much our players have grown. You know, it's just like 3 inches over 2 months. I'm like, how? You know how? But yeah, that's that age. So it's hard for me. You know, it's hard for all of us right now to try to help this, especially this senior class right now, to get the information out there and make sure they still have those opportunities that they kind of missed out on, you know, prior to this. And then going forward, you know, what does it look like? How do we get them that exposure? How do we get them connected with those coaches? So, you know, to your point, and to our, you know, all of our points, it's more than football. For some people, this is their way to their next step in life.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for being here today, number one, and number two, for what you are doing, because I can't imagine how life has changed for a head coach. We talk, everyone's jobs have changed, but for you guys, you're adding a totally new aspect. And oh, at the same time, come August 22nd, when that ball's kicked off, the expectation is going to be to win those football games. So.
Yes, sir. And, you know, that's our expectation, just like I'm sure it's everybody's. But, again, it's a team effort, not just South Point, Northwestern, Rock Hill, across the state. We all got to do our job. You know, across the states, you know, we all have to do our job to make sure that the kids have this opportunity. And that's, you know, really what it's all about.
Appreciate it, Coach. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for having me.